Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Montana has just become the first state to outlaw TikTok entirely. Governor Greg Gianforte signed a Republican-sponsored bill into law. Cybersecurity analyst Alan Liska says it'll be almost impossible to enforce.
I think this is a largely ineffective bill that's designed more as a political stunt than an actual attempt to solve a very real problem that TikTok presents.
That problem, he says, the app's Chinese owners collecting information about users. He's been acting like a contender, but Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has insisted.
I'm not a candidate, so we'll see if and when that changes.
CBS News has learned it's about to. DeSantis will announce his entry into the Republican presidential race at a donor meeting in Miami next week. Prosecutors say the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, charged with leaking highly classified military documents, had been warned in the past. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In court documents, prosecutors say Jack Teixeira had raised concerns on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of classified information, including taking notes and putting them in his pocket, but they say he continued leaking documents even after being admonished by superiors. He's accused of sharing highly classified documents about national security issues in a chat room on the social media platform Discord. They included information about the U.S., its NATO allies, and Ukraine.
Police in New Zealand have just announced they've arrested a man and charged him with two counts of arson in a fire that killed at least six people at a hostel in Wellington Tuesday. Some guests escaped the loafer's lodge in their pajamas. Others dove from windows. Officials say the building had no fire sprinklers. The suspect is scheduled to make a first court appearance tomorrow. President Biden is in Japan this morning.
I'm looking forward to our meetings in the days ahead.
He's attending a G7 summit, while negotiators back home try to avert a debt default. CBS's Jared Hill.
Some House Democrats are working on a backup plan, a procedural move that would force a vote on raising the ceiling. That plan can't pass without Republican support.
A 9-mile stretch of sugar white sand just off the Florida Panhandle has been named 2023's best beach. Sunbathers can't say enough about the state park on St. George Island.
It's family friendly and it's just good, clean. It's not a lot of commercialization, and the sand is so soft and beautiful.
FIU professor Stephen Leatherman, otherwise known as Dr. Beach, says the natural beauty and lack of development make it perfect. S&P futures up 10. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. Tom Fugelberg of the Minnesota-based project Seeking Permission is using the power of music to shine a spotlight on the children's mental health crisis.
We told ourselves, man, maybe there's an opportunity to turn the music into a mechanism to do something about something that keeps us up at night, which is kids' mental health.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. It is Thursday, May 18th, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We're going to have some fun today.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff lined up for you. We're going to kick things off talking about something that IHOP is doing. I want to know what people think. Oscar Mayer did something with their Wienermobile.
Oh.
We got to talk about that.
What are they doing with the Wienermobile?
Yeah, we got to talk about that, yes. Especially got two guys doing the show. Hey!
Oh.
8 o'clock hour is going to have some fun stuff lined up in there. We are going to get into right away after we get a live and direct update from Paul Trombley and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. I want to do something Seth and I haven't gotten to do in quite some time, rock history.
Let's do some rock history.
We're going to do some rock history. We're going to do some day of music, big music moments in this day. We got some audio to go along with it. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, as long as YouTube cooperates. See how that goes.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Live radio. You never know. We're going to get into all that. That is going to be a bunch of fun. Of course, 8 o'clock hour is also going to feature Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, we kick things off the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society.
Woohoo.
See what furry friend Madison Rafter is going to bring in with us today. A big shout out to her and, of course, our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society. Love this. One of my favorite days of the week now is Thursday. I used to not really care much about Thursday one way or the other. Now it is one of my favorite days by far and away.
There you go. It's awesome.
We got plenty of other things to get to. 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. We're going to touch on some fun things there. I wanted to mention somebody who did something with Taylor Swift tickets that I've never heard of.
Ooh, okay.
And we've got some exciting news regarding the Muppets that we got to touch on as well. I want to get to that.
Muppet news, man.
Yeah, that's all going to be coming up.
Dig it.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right.
Good to hear.
Everything going good so far. I've not been awake that long, so that's, you know, not a lot of bad stuff could have happened yet.
That's always a good feeling, you know. Maybe I got this wrong, because I used to think, oh, it's one of the worst things to do, ask somebody how they're doing when you first see them in the day, like at this early in the morning. And
right.
This is you haven't woken up. You're not really all that together yet. You don't know. But that's a good point. Nothing can have happened yet, in theory.
Yeah, because you just haven't been moving around for a while, much in the morning already. So you can let's take the wins where we can get them.
Yes,
far so good. Let's 100%. Keep it going. Yeah,
we've been this is something we've been incorporating for a while now, going back to the old studio and even before the last two ownerships and everything. We've been wanting to get more of interaction with our audience and talk with you guys more and communicate with you guys more. So I thought it'd be fun to have more and more topics where we can include the audience.
Right.
That's going to take some time to build. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys aren't used to calling in, you can't expect people to call in right away.
Right.
But 424-2600, I want everybody to have that in their phones. I want everybody to have that number set and ready to go.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be asking you to call in with different times, like right now. Ooh. Call up at 424-2600. I want to know what you guys think of this one. We've got, traditional, wonderful breakfast foods.
Right.
Journalistically, I should mention, I could live off breakfast foods.
That's a good thing.
As long as you threw some Dago, some Italian food in there every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
My system would be able to handle living off of breakfast foods. I love them.
Nice.
A big fan of IHOP. I like IHOP. I've been there many times. It's been a long time since I've been there, but I'm a big fan. So journalistically, I want to add all of those things that I am in favor of this, and I have no integrity with this topic whatsoever. But I'm really curious to know what you think, Seth, the audience thinks. IHOP announced they are selling bags of pancake-flavored coffee now.
Ooh.
They got three flavors.
Okay.
One is their signature blend, so probably what you'd normally get in an IHOP restaurant. Mm-hmm. But the other two are pancake-infused. One's called buttery syrup, and the other is supposed to taste like their chocolate chip pancakes. I want to try that right now. I want that now.
Ooh, my teeth are hurting already.
Yeah, mine are just begging me not to. And my they're already in grocery stores, so or will be this month.
Okay.
You can also get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's not clear if they're planning to offer new flavors at restaurants, too, or if it's just a home thing.
Hmm.
But it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm always out for trying new kinds of coffee flavors. You know, when I first met Beth and we started dating and everything, I was a strictly straight up black coffee, no, just, you know, old school coffee drinker. But Beth, of course, she loves lattes and all that kind of stuff, and she always had some kind of flavored coffee. So now I've gotten used to it. Mm. You know, we've lived together for, you know, almost 13 years now, so I've gotten used to having all these different flavors, and it's fun, you know, to try. And most of them are good. Yeah. Every now and then you'll get one that's like, hey, hey, whoa, ho. Yeah, that's enough of that. Yeah, but other than that, I've enjoyed the whole process. So I'm behind this. I'm thinking, too, of the smell when it's brewing.
Yes. Yes.
It smells like pancakes going in your house. IHOP pancakes.
That's where I wanted to wrap. Yeah. I get to this. One of my favorite things in the universe is opening a brand new bag of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And smelling that, that first.
That aroma, man. Good.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Now, with these, you might have an added bonus. They may even smell like pancakes more and everything.
That's true. And maybe your whole house will start smelling like an IHOP. Just don't eat the grounds.
Okay? I got to imagine. You don't want to do that.
That might be tempting. Just don't do it.
I got to imagine you're also going to be eating a lot more pancakes with these. You're going to be like, man, am I hungry for pancakes?
I wonder, why am I so hungry for pancakes?
It's a good way to do that by IHOP.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to IHOP.
I am not at all trying to name drop, but I have to tell the story.
Okay.
And I will pick the name up as I'm doing it. I was like you. I drank black coffee for the longest time. My papa drank it that way, so that's pretty much how I raised to drink it.
Right.
I did have cappuccinos here and there every once in a while, and I do like mocha flavored things. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, I would try some of that stuff. But, you know, during the pumpkin spice for craze or whatever, I wasn't trying that or any of those things. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the Conan show, and they had, you know, my first day there, I was supposed to go get coffee for everybody because I was supposed to be an intern. That was the only day I ever did anything intern-esque. The rest of the year I was there or whatever, I was in the writer's room just sitting there working with the writers.
Right.
But that first day, I did grab everybody coffee. So nice. I could officially say that I did do intern-type things.
You did.
Everybody wanted pretty much like this flavor coffee, that flavor. It's in California and Burbank, you know, and Berkeley. So nobody gets just a regular coffee.
No.
I got a black coffee with a little bit of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. And Conan or one of the guys grabbed my coffee by accident, tasted it, and immediately like, oh, my God, what is this? This is horrible. and they start teasing me about it and everything. And Conan looks at me and said, is that black coffee? What, do you hate yourself? And it's been in my head ever since. Like now, my coffee is usually like my skin tone. It's usually like a little brownish, little tan, little
there you
beige,
go, yeah,
little like. It just happens to be that. It's not just from that, but it got in my head in the sense of like, well, yeah, I do like to taste flavors.
Yes.
Why not put a little flavor in my coffee?
Why not?
But I can't overdo it.
I
can get the gas station coffee every once in a while if I'm in a hurry or something like that, or just to get me by. But if I'm making my own coffee, it's a dab of milk, it's a dab of creamer, and a dab of sugar. I want to taste the coffee.
Exactly. For me, that's what it is too. I want to taste the bitterness because I like the taste of regular coffee. I actually do like that bitterness. It was, you know, it's an acquired taste. I didn't like it when I first did it, but you know, I started drinking enough of it and it's like, oh, I actually kind of like this.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so putting a little flavor on top, that's fine. I have no problem with that. And like I kind of alluded to, the different smells it can do in your house when you have different flavors of coffee is actually really nice. I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. And I notice as I'm getting older and I'm trying to be better about eating different foods and actually having a well-rounded palate and everything, that it's actually good for me to try the different things just because it gets me to my taste buds to break out of their bubbles and try some different things and everything.
There's some taste treats out there that you're not going to want to miss. Beth and I, this weekend, you know, we went down to Madison. We had a show to go to, and we actually, for lunch, we went to the sushi place. Oh. That was one of the first dates we ever went on in Madison.
Cool. That is awesome.
And that's the first time I ever had sushi because I'd always wanted to try it. I never got around. Huh. I meet Beth. Beth is all about sushi and stuff. She's like, we're going to go. We're going to go get some sushi. Up. So we were able to go back there. And it was really cool because
really
the place is still exactly the same as when we went there, you know, you know, 15 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. But it was great. The food was still excellent, and it was great. It was so much fun. But that's if I hadn't have, you know, gone outside my palate a little bit, I wouldn't have known how much I like Japanese food and sushi and stuff like that. So
salmon did that for me. I didn't grow up eating a lot of fish.
Yep.
And when I was, this is about 10, 15 years ago myself, the girl I was dating at the time, they have a very ritzy family and everything. And, oh, they want salmon, but they want it grilled. And I'm the only one there that can grill, and I've never grilled salmon. So they told me a couple of things quick about it and everything, and I talked to my uncle about it and went ahead and made it. And I was like, okay, it tastes all right. And they're like, well, you can put a little barbecue on that. Like, oh, wait, huh? Well, all right. And, I am a huge salmon fan.
Yeah, there you go.
I love salmon. Salmon's got a bit of chew to it.
Yes.
It's got a bit of a bite to it and everything, and I like that. I don't like the texture of a lot of fishes, but salmon for some reason has got that good, especially barbecue.
It's got a more solid. A lot of fish can be kind of flaky and that kind of stuff, but yeah, salmon is more.
It's all about texture for me. I used to think it was all about flavor. For me, I think it is. The older I get and the less taste buds I probably have, the more I enjoy. It's about texture. Can't really do the gooey, gappy stuff. I don't like yogurt or anything like that.
Okay,
like, I'm
right,
not into that stuff. Jello, those kind of things. Like, I don't know. All right,
well,
don't do it for me.
I think more people.
Sushi seems squishy to me, and I don't know if I'd like it.
It depends on, you know, it really depends on what kind you're having, you know, because there's salmon in sushi. You know, you can have salmon with rolls and that kind of stuff. I was going to say, though, if I can remember my train of thought here, if I keep talking, it'll come back.
That's a radio trope. It's a radio trope, baby. No, anytime you hear us, Where is that thought?
Well, anyway, that's not a big deal. But you can find as you go along. You know, here you can just. Take a chance, I say, for most people.
I remember what it was.
Texture. I think you can get by. You can get through flavor. If it's a flavor you don't like, I think you can you can go through it. It's fine. You can, you know, like, I'm not really enjoying this, but I'm doing it. But I think for a lot of people, you can't get past texture.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't eat it, you know?
I never thought about it before.
Yeah.
But now, the more I'm good. So my taste buds are, much better now than they were when I was younger and everything. But with that comes potatoes are squishy. Don't like mashed potatoes. I'm like the only person in the world, but I'm just not a big mashed potato guy.
So you're not going to join me in any oysters or anything like that?
No. I like to. Is this weird? No, not oysters. Definitely.
Oh,
not.
Love oysters.
Those look weird to me, man.
Yeah, they are weird, but I like them anyway. They're good.
There's certain foods that it doesn't. Like with an oyster, that's a good one. Like the mushiness and everything like that. The mashed potatoes, the mushiness and those stuff like that. I'm trying to be better about these things, but I like to work for my food. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
but when I'm eating steak. Like, I want it to be chewy, yes. I don't want it to be hard to chew or anything, but I don't mind cutting my steak up. I don't mind like, you know, those things. And if I want to take my time chewing every piece. I don't want to dip it in things. I want to taste the steak.
Especially if it's a good one. It's
a really
prime cut of meat there. I'm kind of with you. If I had to pick my favorite meal, probably would involve pork chops because I love pork chops. But it's the same thing, you know. It's like carving it up, you know, cutting a nice slice and then savoring it. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Favorite flavors of coffee or different flavors you've tried, or what's the weirdest flavor you've tried? We got a couple of different things we can go to here. I'm just going to throw out a bunch of random topics
and
see what people want to call up about.
Yeah.
So you got the hour to do it, everybody. We'll keep the topic alive for the next hour, 424-2600. When we come back, we're going to get into our National Day of calendar. We got Melissa's news after that and plenty more coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs, Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows level off around 50, overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this May 18th, 2023.
Nice.
It is National No Dirty Dishes Day.
So either wash those dishes or use paper plates, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
then you don't have
go.
To worry about
there
dirty dishes at all.
Give yourself a break from the drudgery of dishes for one day by eating only food that doesn't create dirty dishes. You were dead on this.
Yeah, I guess I was. How about that?
Nicely done. Nicely done. Not a whole lot more to it than that.
No, there really isn't. Try to avoid dishes day, I think is what it is.
That should be that.
Yeah.
But either way, it works.
That's hard, though.
It's really hard.
You know, even if you have to use a knife, you know, like butter or something, there's always something that you got to use.
Not a lot of advantages of living alone, but having the one dish every day to clean,
that's
you know,
nice.
Kind of thing. That is nice. That's
one of the pluses, yeah.
It is Global Accessibility Awareness Day.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Huge one.
Big one.
Join an event or webinar and engage in the discussion of how to make the internet more accessible to all, including a wide range of disabilities and limitations. We just touched on this yesterday with the borderline freaky kind of thing that Apple has where it can mimic your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
The positives that might have for deaf people, for blind people, anybody impaired. There's no words for something like that.
No.
You ever watch those videos of people hearing for the first time?
I think I've seen one or two. It's been a while, but I think I have in the past.
If anybody out there hasn't, I cannot encourage you enough to at least watch one.
Yeah.
Not only for the perspective that it'll give you, but the beauty of it, the joy of it and everything. I don't care how black or dark your heart is, you're going to smile at that. Voldemort would have smiled at that. James Bond villain would smile at those videos.
Yeah.
Like it's really impactful. It's also a huge moment of perspective.
Oh, yes.
Most of us don't remember, but are told what our first word is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our parents tell us or something like that. There's a story that goes along with us. How many of us remember the first thing we heard? You know,
we
don't because we're fortunate. We have the blessing of being able to take advantage of hearing and, you know, hearing whatever we hear and stuff. For those in that situation, that's incredible.
Yes.
It's just a remarkable thing. And to put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah. What's the name of the you're a Val Kilmer fan.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the movie where he plays the blind man who gets his sight back? I can't remember the name of the movie. It's driving me crazy. The Mira Sorvino's in it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but which I thought was a really good movie.
It was,
he does a great job with of acting through. It's like, wow, he does a surgery and all of a sudden he can see again. And then what happens afterwards? I don't want to spoil anything, but
it isn't a bad movie.
No, it isn't.
I just can't think of
it. His performance was really good in that.
I for some reason want to keep saying In Plain Sight, which is not the name. It's a completely opposite thing.
Yeah.
Or completely opposite.
Man. No,
not
that's
good. When it comes to the those with disabilities and technology,
yes.
Bridging that gap is more and more important every day because technology becomes more important every day. And we can't afford to have anybody left behind. This is something we talk about a lot with our seniors, those that want to understand tech. Hey, go over to McMillan. They'll help you out. They got a lot of people over there that are willing to do that. Reach out to your relatives. Reach out to us. I mean, we'll help you. Anybody, you know. I don't want anybody left behind on this stuff.
No, not at all. And there's a podcast, a technology podcast that I listen to. I haven't listened to it yet, but the title of it is "People with Disabilities Were the First Hackers." They're the ones, in order to, you know, do certain things, they're the ones that would modify things and like what we call hacking now, and it's way back into the day, the phone, doing stuff with phones, doing stuff with all that. And I'm really, I can't wait to listen to it because I'm like, wow, that is just cool. I just want to hear about that history.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I love that. And that's a great name. It is National Visit Your Relatives Day. Come on. It's the one day. I would love to do this. Yeah. I miss every one of my relatives. I haven't seen most of them in so long. I would love to do this.
It's one of those, because both of our families are kind of widespread out, in different places. It's hard to be able to visit relatives without spending a lot of time and money, you know, having to go somewhere and that kind of stuff. But that would be nice. I agree with you. If we could have a chance to visit our relatives more.
It is not the same thing, but for lack of a better way, there is Zoom, there is Skype, there is Facebook Messenger. There's plenty of ways to interact with family now, thankfully. But in person is still the best.
Yes, I agree.
If you're able to, especially if you're somebody, you talk about being perspective and being fortunate for things. There's people like Seth and I that are transplants, where most of our family is out of state and all that. If you are somebody that has family close by, see them.
Yeah,
Sam, take advantage of it.
It's a great thing to have. It really is.
Unless you just saw them yesterday, then no, man, you don't have to do that. I'm kidding. 99% of us, I'm sure, love our family.
Yes.
International Museum Day. Yes.
I had a fun day coming back from Madison on Saturday. I was looking up, just to pass the time with my family, I was looking up the most interesting museums.
Yeah.
And we talked about the one we talked about last week, the Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, where the Video Game Hall of Fame is, and that's where also the Toy Hall of Fame is and all that kind of stuff. But I found some really cool ones. What was it? Some ones that seem kind of boring too. Salt and Pepper Shaker Museum, I think, is in Missouri. I might pass on that one, but you never know. Someone might like it.
Oh yeah, definitely. If they got a museum for it, there's definitely people that like
want to go see it. Definitely. Yeah, that's right.
There's no museum I don't want to go to. Mm-hmm. I would go to any museum in the world. The Science Museum in San Francisco is one of the most beautiful museums I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Arts and Science and Natural History Museums in Chicago. Yep. I am biased and love and immensely. If you haven't been to them in a while, be sure to check those out. Mm-hmm. It is safe to go there. There's certain areas, maybe, yes, but not in those areas.
No.
You're fine. I've been to Canton. I've been to the Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I want to go to the Basketball, Baseball, and Hockey Hall of Fame. So I want to go to each one of those. And I just want to visit as many museums as I can.
I
love museums. I want to send a shout out to our good friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum here in Rapids.
Yes.
They're at 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They open at 10 a.m. and they are open all summer long.
Yeah.
It's a great chance to catch some history, to get some fun history, and to get some local history.
Local history, yeah.
Get some pride in your area.
Yeah.
You can always give them a call at 423-1580. They got a great website, swch-museum.com. Be sure to check that out. Also a great Facebook page as well.
Nice.
But it's a great way to support local and get some fun local history.
Yes, indeed.
National Cheese Soufflé Day.
Does anyone make cheese souffles anymore?
I don't even know what that is. I'll be honest. I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Dive into a fluffy cloud of cheesy goodness with a perfectly baked cheese souffle. This delicious dish will tantalize your taste buds and leave you feeling oh so satisfied. Culinary memories of the 70s and early 80s will find a rise in popularity of souffles.
Mm.
This decadent dish with French origins is a creme pastéis?
Potasser, I don't know. Potasser. My French is terrible.
Well, and I'm Italianizing it, so which means it has an egg yolk base and is made to be fluffy and airy.
There we go.
Whether served sweet or savory, the souffle is a dish that requires patience, attention to detail, but is absolutely worth the wait.
Yes, the classic, oh, my souffle fell. If you don't do it right, the whole thing collapses and it looks terrible. And
I would try it. I would definitely try it.
Sure.
It does seem like one of those things where it's an art to make it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. 100%.
Pull that off to be able to make something.
It's one of those dishes that, you know, you hope it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
That you put into making it.
World Arc Day, A-R-A-K.
Yeah.
Raise your glass and discover a Middle Eastern delight that packs a punch. This vibrant spirit will transport your taste buds to a delicious adventure. It's a fun Middle Eastern drink.
Yeah.
It's very popular in Egypt, Israel, Syria, Palestine, Jordan.
Very cool.
I've had it a couple of times. I don't remember exactly the taste of it. I do remember it being strong. I do remember that.
Very strong flavor, yes.
Most, drinks outside of the States here are like that.
They tend to be a little on the strong side, yeah.
Yeah. And finally, it is National Notebook Day.
Nice.
Open up a notebook and get writing. Jot down your to-do list. Journal your thoughts. Make lists or even try some creative writing. Just watch The Notebook, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that counts. I don't know if it counts.
Does that count?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe it will. Maybe it does.
I love notebooks.
Yes.
I will own a notebook my whole life. I used up my computer now. I still love spell check and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But there, when I'm first working on something, mm-hmm. it's got to be pencil and paper.
Nice.
I have to. I don't even try anymore. It's just something I instinctively do. All my notes for anything, today's show are start out in pencil form.
That's great.
And then I usually transfer them and everything so I can actually read them and understand the words because my spelling is so horrible.
My question to you is there a notebook that you prefer when you're writing in? What kind of notebook do you like?
I like the, I think it's College Ruled. They got the bigger middle, the bigger lines.
Oh, okay. Lines. Spiral bound or
spiral.
Spiral bound. Okay.
Yeah, I like spiral.
All right.
I've got to have lines.
Got to have the lines
in
there.
I don't like the blank pages. I don't like that.
That's a scary, yeah.
Great for somebody who's writing or drawing.
Drawing,
great,
yeah. Great for an artist.
I am not that. I am definitely not that. I am lucky I can put two words together.
I know, because I have one of my youngest son loves to use notebooks just to draw and make comics and stuff. He likes the composition books, the little bit smaller ones that have the tape on the side, not with the spiral bound.
Okay.
And I know there's lots of people out there who like yellow legal pads to write on as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the classic notebook, the black and white kind of mm-hmm. notebook, and I like a lot of those. But my favorite notebook, and now I don't remember exactly, but I remember being in like grade school or junior high or something, and they came out with the 5 subject notebooks.
Yes.
Oh, man, I love those. Now, I'm going to be honest about this, and I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to be honest. I was really bad at paying attention in school.
What?
Yeah, I know. Shocking.
I'm shocked.
I hope everybody was sitting down out there. With those notebooks, I could be working on math in the front of the notebook and then flip to the other one right in the back and work on my stories.
Yeah.
And work on all my plays and everything that I was writing and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I wonder why I graduated high school with Applied Math 2 being my highest level of math. I think I took some. No, I passed the geometry class.
See, there you go. Okay. See,
but no, no.
You know what a right angle
is? Let me correct that. I barely passed the geometry class. We will take a break right here. Get to Melissa's news. I bet you she's good at math. I bet you she did some good math.
She's good at all that stuff. Yeah,
I would be more surprised if there's something Melissa's not good at.
Yeah.
That would be more surprising.
I agree.
She's great at news. We're going to go to her right now here on the morning show at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Point Brewery held their ribbon-cutting ceremony yesterday for their new James and Susie Weichmann Brewhouse. They updated their equipment, which had been in use since 1985. The new system will use 50% less water, increase efficiency, and provide better consistency and quality. They went from a 3-vessel, 100-barrel system to a 6-vessel, 50-barrel system. Now they can brew 100 more barrels or 3,600 gallons of beer every day. Portage County is seeking applicants to fill the vacant Supervisory District 3 seat for the remainder of the 2022-24 term. If you are a qualified resident of District 3 and interested in serving, file an application and resume with the Portage County Clerk's Office before Wednesday, May 31st. UW River Falls receives a $20,000 meat processing infrastructure grant. The state grant will increase student learning opportunities and help address a meat processing shortage in Wisconsin. Animal and Food Science Associate Professor Kurt Vogel oversees the Humane Handling Institute, or HHI, at UW River Falls. HHI is the first comprehensive training program in the nation. They are one of eight applicants to receive part of the $200,000 in grant money from the 2021-23 state budget to help grow Wisconsin's meat industry. Governor Evers said the need continues to outpace available funding. He included an additional $1.6 million to continue this program in his proposed 2023-25 biannual budget. There are new tweaks to propose changes to the way Wisconsin state government shares revenue with local communities. The state assembly passed an amended bill last night that increases aid by 15% instead of 10% to all communities except Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I think this is a prime example of exactly what our constituents want. Finding consensus, giving and taking, and at the end of the day, putting together a proposal that everybody can support.
The new bill still has conditions on money going to midsize and large cities. Democrats like Greta Neubauer say it's not ready for prime time.
It's not the solution to our challenges that people in Wisconsin deserve. And to some, it might be a fiscal band-aid, but it comes with unnecessary and damaging strings attached.
Governor Evers says he's optimistic for more compromise before the bill gets to his desk. It now goes to the Senate. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
To everyone who craves a handcrafted treat, let our team member Sephora tell you about a Culver's favorite.
We make our thick and creamy fresh frozen custard in small batches all throughout the day. And we mean all day, every day. From our supremely rich shakes and concrete mixers to our freshly scooped dishes and cones, we handcraft every bite to pure perfection.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fresh frozen custard.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When it comes to event planning and catering, Two Hearts Wedding and Event Catering in Wisconsin Rapids is the answer you didn't know you were looking for. With thoughtful, heartfelt suggestions to make your party delicious and business partners that provide extra services, THC has the knowledge and connections to make your event wonderful for you and your guests. Visit their website, TwoHeartsLLC1.com. That's the number one, as in the first place you want to stop to check out Two Hearts LLC.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows level off around 50, overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here.
When you feel the world around you spinning out of control.
We hope you're having a good Friday Eve out there. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Indeed.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Got some fun stuff to get to throughout the show today. We're going to have our day in rock history. We're going to get into our day in music history, really. It's not just rock music, but it's day in music history. We'll get into that in the start of the 8 o'clock hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with our friends at the Southfield County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to all this. But right now, I want to call an audible.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
I am going to call an audible. I had something lined up. We'll get to it in the next segment.
All right.
I've been sitting on this, and I can't wait anymore. I want to talk Jeffersons.
Jeffersons.
Yes.
The Jeffersons, the television show.
The longtime classic show, okay. Jeffersons. We're moving on up.
Yep.
Everybody knows it. And of course, part of the reason you know it is because of the great Sherman Helmsley.
Ugh.
One of the better TV actors of all time, Sherman Helmsley, born in 1938, passed away in 2012, of course, got his break as the character of George Jefferson on All in the Family.
Family, that's right. Yeah.
One of the early spin-off successes,
yes.
The Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cooler things in TV to me is the spin-off. When it works and it plays out well,
yep.
Frasier and Cheers, these kind of things,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really unique and cool. I've taken some, I've talked to other writers about this, and some of them think it's lame or lazy. I think it's quite unique.
Yeah.
I think the power of any great TV show is you start out with your main characters, but it's the ones you build afterwards and how the famousness, the popularity of them, those kind of things. The Simpsons is the greatest example of this in human history. It starts out with five main characters. How many people know, like 10 other, you can name 10 characters on The Simpsons before you even get to any of the main Simpsons.
Easy. I could probably, yeah. I haven't watched The Simpsons in years. I could do that, yeah.
To me, that is a credit to the writers, to the creative team, to a show.
Yeah.
That's what makes a good, part of what makes a good show to me. Is that.
Yeah.
So I've always been a big fan of the Jeffersons and all that stuff. And I've known a lot about this stuff. And Seth and I, you put us together, our brains together. We've got enough useless information when it comes to entertainment to fill multiple novels.
Yes, we could do that easily.
Yet all that being said, Seth, this weekend I found out something that blew my mind.
Yes.
That I had never heard of before.
Yes, it's remarkable.
I couldn't wait to tell Seth about it. The great Sherman Helmsley, the actor from the George Jefferson, from the sitcoms, the Jeffersons, and All in the Family, mm-hmm. was actually a gigantic prog rock fan.
Of all things.
He was a gentle giant and a prog rock fan. Like, for one, Sherman Helmsley, little man, short guy.
Yeah, he wasn't very big. No, small
big
guy.
Big heart. Yeah. All heart, that guy. Helped a ton of causes, mm-hmm. was all a part of help, like bridging the gap of white and black and a lot of these things. Like Sherman Helmsley, just a good guy,
yep.
but loved himself some rock and roll and loved prog rock. And I want to touch on this. Sherman Helmsley, the late actor best known for the role of scheming George Jefferson in the Jeffersons, was actually an unlikely fan of progressive rock. In fact, he dropped a major clue in a scene from the hit sitcom, which ran 11 years and through 1985. Ran for 11 years through 1985.
Wow.
That's amazing, by the way.
11 years? I didn't realize that.
Did anybody else know that? Because I did not know that it was on for 11
years.
I did not
know that. Wow.
I didn't realize that. I want to, okay, so Helmsley briefly dances to a snippet of Nectar's song Show Me the Way from 1974's Down to Earth during an early episode of The Jeffersons when Lionel switches over. And I'm just going to play a little of this, mainly because I know you can't see it,
yep.
but I want to see Sherman Helmsley dance. One of my favorite dancers of all time. I'm not saying he's a good dancer. I'm just saying I love the way he dances.
I said it's great music. What you turn it off for?
See? He told you right there. Like, that's
great music.
It's a prog rock song and everything. It got into the episode because of him. Helmsley also memorably contacted Gong's David Allen in the late 70s, hoping to renew a interest in their 73 album Flying Teapot LP through a Los Angeles Billboard campaign.
Oh, my gosh.
Allen was living in Spain at the time and says, quote, "He called me from Hollywood saying, I'm one of your biggest fans. I'm going to fly you here and put Flying Teapots all up and down the Sunset Strip." And he thought, oh my God, this guy is a lunatic. Is this really George Jefferson calling me about prog rock? Allen eventually agreed to meet with Helmsley, and they got together and stuff. Now, this never worked out. They couldn't work it out with the record company and Helmsley and everything. But ultimately, Allen and Helmsley, worked on other things together. In fact, Helmsley even tried his hand at making progressive rock. Though the music remains unleashed, in 1999, he told the webmaster at a Yes official site, so Yes, another big prog
another
rock
prog
band.
Another prog rock band, yeah.
That he was at work on a musical titled Festival of Dreams with lyrics written by longtime frontman John Anderson.
Wow.
The project was reportedly to focus on the spiritual qualities of the number seven, which is a little similar to another prog rock artist, Todd Rundgren,
mm-hmm.
and his Utopia albums, and his Utopia theme and all that mm-hmm. and everything.
Yep.
I'm giving you a very bad Cliff Notes version of this. I apologize, Weevil. But it's a little like it's interesting. Yep. Prog rock and a lot of this, and you can word this better than I can, math rock, a lot of that stuff, mm-hmm. there's intertwinings in that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. The thing that's kind of got me in this article is that the groups he's talking about are very obscure.
Yeah.
These are not like the big prog rock.
Sir,
not
Mr.
King Crimson.
King Crimson.
Or Yes, or you know, one of the other ones, man, I'm having trouble with words today. Alan Parsons, yeah, those kinds of guys. So
there's a lot of interesting stuff here with him, and I'm not going to get through all of it and everything, but I encourage people to look into it. and it's another reminder too of you really can't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely not.
I don't think it's far-fetched to say you look at Sherman Helmsley without knowing anything about him. Oh, I bet he likes R&B.
Yeah.
And maybe he did. Maybe he does like that music and stuff too.
Yep.
But you just never know what a person's going to be into, how much a person's going to get into certain things and everything.
Or how certain things are going to speak to people.
You know,
you never know what's going to happen for that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's great. I love that.
I throw people for a loop all the time when I can name a bunch of outlaw country. But that music speaks to me.
There's, yeah.
It doesn't have a rhythm that I normally get into or anything, mm-hmm. but the lyrics, the tone, the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's hip hop to me. That's rock and roll to me. So it speaks to me. Like you said, I don't think we get to choose our music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we get to say I'm going to like this style of music.
And that's it. Yeah, exactly.
I don't even think our parents get to do that.
Mm-mm.
Like they certainly set us up and start us off, and we're definitely influenced by it.
Yes.
Whether it is we want to stay away from it, or it's all we want to listen to, or somewhere in between.
Right.
But I don't think we like a lot of things in life. I don't think that it's a choice. I think it's like, ooh, I like this.
Yep.
What? You know, how can I go from Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full mm-hmm. to Johnny Cash's, live album from San Quentin?
Yep.
It just sounds good to me. It makes sense to me. It connects. There's a connection there for me. And I don't think we get to choose that,
yep.
Which is kind of cool. I don't think Sherman Helmsley chose prog rock.
He just found it, and he really loved it. Duke Ellington had the best saying on this one. He said, music is, you know, there's no genres of music. There's either good or bad, which means that you like it or you don't. And it doesn't matter what genre it's considered to be in anything like that. Either you like it or you don't. And that's it.
Duke knew something about music.
Yes, he did.
Duke Ellington definitely knew something about music. That's a great line. That's mm-hmm. a good bit. And I think it's true. And I also, I think that there's something unique about what's happening and has been happening in music for a good five, almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of genres. Like genres,
it's becoming a big mass of everything. Yeah,
yeah. There's no more like it used to be, especially when we were in high school and you had like the rise of Garth Brooks. And I heard a lot of my friends that, you know, for every person I knew that loved Garth Brooks, there were some people that were like, well, that's not classic country. That's not true country in that. And now it's like pop country.
Yep.
And that became a term and stuff. Well, now it's all that way. All music's that way. Somebody tells me, oh, this is the biggest hip hop artist in the world. I listen to him. I'm like, that's pop music. What are you talking about? It's all kind of like
it's
that.
And the cool thing about it, and it can get kind of, you know, sometimes it's a little too much. But the cool thing about it is you can pick from this for your song. You know, hey, I can put like this folky intro into here.
Yeah.
But then we can go into like some real, you know, grinding guitars or something mm-hmm. like that, or put a little twang on it or whatever. You can do that now. You couldn't do that in the past. It's like, oh, they've gone country. I'm not listening to them anymore. You know, if someone tried to do something like that.
As tough as the music industry is on artists, it feels like to me to be one of the greatest times to be a musician.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
The opportunities to be discovered with mm-hmm. Spotify, YouTube, et cetera, all these, singing competitions around the world mm-hmm. and everything. Hoozle's Rise to Music. you got a lot of different opportunities. It's a tough industry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not at all saying that it's, you know, I say easier, but in comparison to very, very difficult, now just difficult, difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that much easier. But it does seem like if you were an artist, now is the time.
Yeah. The distribution system is a lot better now in a lot of ways because of the internet, because you can you can put stuff out there. And it's not necessarily going to make $1 million on it, but people will hear it. People will respond to it. And I know most musicians, that's what they want.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, I'm sure they'd love to make it, a lot of money, but in the big, they want to touch people. This is a way of communicating with other people, music, and that's what they really want to do.
Sherman Hemsley, getting down to some prog rock. Getting down to Owner of a Lonely Heart. Getting down to...
Is that considered prog rock?
No, it's not. I was trying to think
of a prog band. But
I was trying to think of a Yes song, and I went to a Mr. Mister song, and it's your fault actually because of our bumpers, and I had a Mr. Mister song stuck in my head.
Sorry,
it's
man.
Not your fault. It's my fault. It's my stilly brain. That's pretty cool, and I use this as an opportunity to tell people again. You got some people in history you think of. Look them up. See what they were like.
Yeah.
See the kind of things they were into. You might be surprised. You're
very surprised.
Take a break. Come back, and we're gonna have some more fun. We're gonna talk about the Oscar Mayer Wienerbombile. That's coming up.
Wisconsin Zone.
on the morning show. Another Wisconsin Zone.
Yeah.
Here at WFHR.
Fun Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Fun Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Fun Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Fun Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 50. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Currently it's 42.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Take me down, six underground. Sneaker Pimps is one of the better names for a band of all time.
It is.
It's a great name for a band. I had a couple of good. That first album was good.
Yes, it was. Something, man, the forefront of drum and bass when that was so big in the 90s. Oh, my goodness.
When you talk about music and typing and stuff, now all the electronic music is almost under one umbrella.
Yeah, oh, yes, for sure.
And from house music to trip hop to like any of this stuff.
To EDM, yes.
And that's not the only thing changing. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is changing, too.
It's changing.
Now, that was a segue. That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Believe it or not, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has been around for 87 years.
87 years. Wow.
I did not realize that hot dogs lasted that long. I did not. Oscar Mayer just announced that they are changing the name from the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile.
The Frankmobile?
Mm. And no, it has nothing to do with the terminology or anything like
certain
that.
Certain connotations.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a marketing thing.
Okay.
The change is meant to promote a new recipe, which they're rolling out this summer. Oh. The new formula for their all-beef Franks will feature a more balanced flavor profile and iconic beefy taste.
Okay.
Oscar Mayer last changed its recipe back in 2017.
Oh, has it been that recently?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The hot dog packaging will be updated as well, but the actual Wienermobile / Frankmobile will not be changed, other than some decals along the side that announce the name change.
First of all, people will still call it the Wienermobile for a long time, and that's fine. No problems there. But the Frankmobile, is it like Frank's? Hey, Frank, you drive... is Frank driving the Frankmobile?
I don't know if... See, I like this if it was in 1965. When people still called hot dogs Franks.
Frankfurters.
Frankfurters, something like that. Yeah. I don't think in our lifetimes anybody's called a hot dog Franks. Like, on a normal basis, at least.
No. No, you'll see it on the packaging. You know, it'll say, you know, I'll be Franks or something like that. But you're right. No one says it.
Yeah.
No one actually calls them Franks.
But what is one of the biggest selling points right nowadays? Nostalgia.
That's true.
People love nostalgia.
Yeah.
So maybe they're onto something with that there.
I think they should go further back. I love nostalgia, but I like nostalgia for times when I wasn't alive.
Yes.
So let's go to Red Hots. Let's go back all the way back. I want to call them Red Hots again. Yeah.
It's a great name. They probably never needed to change it.
Not really.
Hot dog feels very lame. Feels like a very like that, like just like the exactly what it is. Like you want to describe to the person what they're eating, sort of. Frank's not bad. I like Red Hots. I like that.
Red Hots is good. Get your Red Hots. Red Hots. And I think part of that's the association with baseball. You know.
Yeah.
The legend is that the first hot dogs with buns, you know, as we know them today, were served at baseball games. We can't confirm that, but that's what the lore that's been handed down is that the first. Otherwise, you know, you'd have people with just sausages, you know, the Germans making a sausage kind of thing. But, you know, if you're going to be at a ball game, you need something, if you can, you know, hold it in one hand to eat it like a sandwich. So some guy had a brilliant idea. Oh, let's put it in a bun. Let's put some bread in there.
Oh, man.
And so you could watch the game, you know, and that's just awesome. Stand there, eat it. You don't have to sit down and, you know, use a knife and fork or something like that.
I never heard that, but that's awesome.
I think that's true. I mean, again, there's been a lot of places that's claimed to be the first. Oh, the first hot dog was made here, of course. Yeah. You know, like any iconic food, you know.
I was at Tropicana Field in Houston watching a Cubs and Astros game, and it was not a very well-attended game. I was able to move up front.
This is when the Astros were terrible.
Yes, very much. To the point where I was spending a lot of time looking at the stadium. Like, they got a train there that runs
around. They do,
it's pretty cool and everything. Yep. I was trying to see if there was anybody in it and working it or anything like that and all these things. There was actually a really cool play that happened, and with nothing else exciting going on, that one play was really noteworthy. And I look over to another a person that was near me that I was gonna say something to about the game and everything, and it was a stranger I didn't know. The people I'd gone to the game with were out looking in the mall and things like that. I was the only one watching the game. So I'm watching the game. I look over at this guy, and he's a big guy, and he's got a bunch of food in front of him and a drink and all this. Well, he had a hot dog in his hand, and he starts clapping, but with the hot dog in his hand.
Oh, no!
And he got, like, a couple claps in before he, like, noticed what he was doing and everything. We just looked at each other, and in typical guy fashion, like, we were still stuck on the play. Like, we completely ignored what he had just done.
You don't. That's the great thing about sports. You don't care how silly you look. No, you just do it. You're just like, woo!
He's got mustard and ketchup on his hands and a broken down, pitiful, like sad hot dog at his feet. And all we could do is focus on this. This
amazing play,
I think it was like a triple or something like that.
Yeah,
it was,
right.
It was a very slow game. Like, we were just happy to see
anything happen.
Yes, anything. I'll never forget it, though. The look on his face. He looks down, sees the hot dog, and immediately is like right back to celebrating. Right back. Like, I'm moving on. Moving on. That's in the past.
Oh, man.
Only in baseball.
Only in baseball.
There's certain, like, every fan base has their weirdness. But baseball, with the pace of the game, you have much more, I think, interactions like that. Those looks, those stares.
100%. 100%. Go to any game, and I don't care, even if with a pitch clock or anything like that. It doesn't matter. With baseball, there's always more time in between that you can get to know the people around you and that sort of thing. So,
I was trying to get us to go the hour without talking sports. I really was. I purposely set this hour up to where there was no sports, and we still found a way in the last minute. Dang it, we almost made it. We made it to the last minute.
It's unavoidable, my friend. I don't think we can do it.
Oh, bother. We will take you to the top of the hour here, where CBS News is going to come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we're going to get a live and direct update from our good friend Paul Trombley in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Find out what Mother Nature's got going on today, tomorrow, and this weekend. Maybe be able to make some plans around that. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. After we're done talking with Paul, we are going to jump back in time and do something that Seth, based on a show that we used to do, Day in Rock History. We're going to do our own Day in Music History. We got to get that coming up for you.
Nice.
That's going to be on this on the docket. And after that, we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Plenty more fun coming up. And don't forget, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.